Before leaving on that bus tour, the president helped to dedicate a new memorial in Washington. It's in memory of Martin Luther King Jr. NPR's Scott Horsley was there.
It was a glorious blue sky morning in the nation's capital, as if the heavens were trying to make up for washing out the original dedication back in August. Organizers had hoped to hold the ceremony on the anniversary of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, but that was before Hurricane Irene interfered. Yesterday, it was bright sunshine that welcomed President Obama, Aretha Franklin, and tens of thousands of others.
A hurricane may have delayed this day, but this is a day that would not be denied. For this day, we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s return to the National Mall.
Precious Lord, take my hand.
Mr. Obama toured the memorial with the King family, and at their request, he placed copies of two of his speeches in a time capsule there. Speaker after speaker stressed, though, they don't want the memorial itself to serve as a mere time capsule, frozen in stone. Instead, they hope it will be a catalyst for ongoing social change. King's daughter Bernice drew comparisons between the nonviolent protest of the civil rights era and today's Occupy Wall Street movement.
We should never adjust to the 1% controlling more than 40% of the wealth. We should never adjust to an unprecedented number of people being unemployed. I can hear my father saying, oppressed people cannot remain oppressed forever. The yearning for freedom eventually manifests itself.
Debbie Brown, who was in the crowd, agrees that when it comes to social progress, there's always more work to be done. But Brown also took time yesterday to savor the changes she's already witnessed in her lifetime.
When I was a kid, Martin Luther King was marching through the streets of Alabama and Georgia. I remember going in places that I couldn't go to as a child because I was black or colored or whatever they want to call back then. I lived to see a black president, and I didn't think I would live to see a black statue in a white area of Washington, D.C., so I'm living to see that. So there are miracles in this world, if you just believe.
Many in the crowd cheered yesterday when footage from Mr. Obama's 2008 election night flashed on giant video screens. For some who supported the president, though, the last 3 years have been frustrating. Mindful of that, Mr. Obama pointed out that progress in King's day was also halting and incomplete.
First and foremost, let us remember that change has never been quick. Change has never been simple or without controversy. Change depends on persistence. Change requires determination.
Almost 50 years after the March on Washington, Mr. Obama said, barricades and bigotry have come down, but the nation still faces severe economic challenges and too many neighborhoods with too little hope. In combating those challenges, he urged the crowd at the memorial to look beyond polarized politics and try to see their adversaries as King himself did.
He would want us to know we can argue fiercely about the proper size and role of government without questioning each other's love for this country. With the knowledge that in this democracy, government is no distant object, but is rather an expression of our common commitments to one another. He would call on us to assume the best in each other rather than the worst.
Despite the setbacks in his time, Mr. Obama said, King retained an abiding faith that America could live up to its ideals. The president challenged followers who've been scarred by more recent setbacks not to abandon their faith now. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.